Centennial Broadcasting presents Valley Feedback, a look at the people and issues making news in our community.
Welcome to the program. I'm Robert Allen. This week's guest is Frederick County Public Schools Superintendent David Savine. Welcome to the show, Dr. Savine. Thank you so much for your time.
Good morning, Robert. It's always a pleasure to be with you this time of year.
Yeah, well, many consider the division's August 16th start for students to be early, but that's pretty common time for starting now, isn't it?
It is. This is about the third consecutive year that we've started in mid-August, and weather permitting allows us to finish up the year at the end of May, early June.
How's the reaction from parents to starting in mid-August?
You know, we've had positive feedback from our parents. We certainly value our parents and students and teachers' perspective, and with the calendar committee, we have an extensive group of about 40-plus stakeholders that help provide feedback as we make those adjustments and decisions and make recommendations to our school board for final approval of the calendar on an annual basis.
Well, what's the enrollment expectation this year for Frederick County Public Schools?
Well, we anticipate that we will be well over 13,400 students. Last year was a year of growth. We ended up being about 219 students above our enrollment projections. We saw enrollment grow throughout the course of the year. We finished at the end of last year with 13,443 students. And let's just say that it's been a busy summer for enrollments. So we anticipate that enrollment growth will be a pattern for this year, continuing just like we saw last year. We anticipate with that some challenges in terms of class sizes and overcrowding at all three levels, elementary, middle, and high school. And our school board has been working hard on the capital projects, working with our board of supervisors to address some of these overcrowding issues. But without a doubt, because of growth, we anticipate that overcrowding will be an issue in our classrooms this year.
A pilot preschool program is new this year. How much is that needed?
We're excited about our preschool initiative. We're one of the few divisions across the Commonwealth that has not been in a position to offer preschool, but we're excited to offer this program, and there's no requirement in terms of local dollars. We qualified for a federal grant that is also supported by Virginia Department of Education, and because of that, we will be offering preschool programs for the first time in Frederick County at Gainsborough Elementary, Redbud Run, and Apple Pie Ridge. This will serve our youngest learners, our four-year-olds, and the communities of Gainsborough, Indian Hollow, Apple Pie Ridge, Stonewall, and Redbud.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, no local costs. That really is a plus, isn't it?
Yeah, we're excited about this, the preschool initiative, and certainly it complements our full-day kindergarten initiative that we were able to implement a few years ago. It communicates that we value our children, and it's certainly an investment in our community's future.
I'm Robert Allen, talking with Dr. Savine, superintendent of Frederick County Public Schools. Well, school safety and security remains a priority. What new initiatives aim to enhance security this year?
Well, Robert, we're fortunate to have just a very strong relationship with Sheriff Milholland and Frederick County Sheriff's Office. We're excited, actually, this coming Monday, August the 14th, we have a press conference with the sheriff where we will highlight two safety enhancements and features. One is our Raptor visitor management system, and the second one is CopSync 911. So we just really value our school safety and security initiatives, and would also like to take this opportunity to encourage our citizens and our parents and our students to just have an awareness of our Speak Up, Stay Safe initiative, which encourages anyone in our community. If you see something suspicious, make sure you report that information to school staff as well as law enforcement.
We do talk safety, of course, buses being back on the roads. It's time for everyone to pay more attention, isn't it?
It sure is, and appreciate that opportunity just to share with our community members that school starts on Wednesday, August the 16th. So we encourage you to be very cautious, especially as you're traveling. Watch out for those flashing bus lights, and make sure that we're being very cautious and providing a safe environment for our children.
This time last year, a new Frederick County Middle School opened, and it's been recognized with national awards for its design. Please provide us with an update on future construction efforts.
Yeah, as you mentioned, the Frederick County Middle School is a design that received awards based on learning spaces and energy efficiencies. And those energy efficiencies are savings to our taxpayers that will be of great benefit in terms of operations for years to come. And that is certainly our focus. Right now, we're looking at a 12th elementary school based on located actually at Snowden Bridge, and we are fortunate enough to continue to work with our Board of Supervisors there. And it is our focus to have a space that captures learning, collaborative learning spaces for students, but also is very energy efficient. As a matter of fact, Frederick County Schools has long been a leader in energy efficiency in terms of facilities in the Commonwealth.
How about another high school?
Right now, the Board of Supervisors took action last spring and did not approve our school board's request for a fourth high school. So currently, while that remains on our school division or school board CIP, that request was not approved by our Board of Supervisors.
Well, there has been a property purchase expanding the Gainesboro Elementary Frederick County Middle campus. What's the benefit there?
There are benefits in terms of student safety with that purchase that provides us with opportunities to design and actually provide a road in future years that will provide an alternative exit that will connect with Hayfield Road. So it's really providing a safety and exit feature which will minimize the traffic flow on 522.
I'm Robert Allen, speaking with Dr. Savine, superintendent of Frederick County Public Schools. Well, Bright Futures Frederick County is now Bright Futures Frederick County Winchester. Are you pleased by the continued efforts of the nonprofit?
Yes, we are. We're just excited to serve and meet the needs of all of our children in our community. This is a great partnership that served Frederick County for over 4 years, and we're just glad to combine forces with Winchester City to meet the needs of our students in our community. I, along with a number of our volunteers throughout Bright Futures, actually participated in Stuff the Bus, and I just want to thank our community for coming out and supporting our students and addressing and helping address their basic needs.
Do you think most in the area are unaware of how much need there is?
You know, it's something that is probably a reality, and when you volunteer with Bright Futures, it's quite eye-opening in terms of the need that exists in our community. So we're committed to increasing awareness so that we can support the needs of our community so that they can be at their very best when attending our schools.
Well, as we talk back to school, a new school year, how important is parental involvement in terms of student success?
Well, I think it's a critical element. We benefit from very engaged parents, and certainly the more engaged parents are in their children's educational process, it increases the likelihood of success.
Well, parents, of course, there are a lot of ways to stay up to date with what's going on with their kids in school. Of course, a lot of that information distributed through the schools. If the community at large, though, wants to stay up to date with Frederick County Public Schools, how should they go about it?
We have a number of social media resources as well as our website. So I encourage our community to follow us on our website. We also have continuous postings on Facebook and Twitter. So there are a number of resources utilizing communication to stay informed from a parent and citizen standpoint.
Yeah, and of course, as the fall brings football and lots of other activities, so the community more than welcome to come out and support local schools.
Yeah, we welcome that support. And as you mentioned, the football season, fall sports right around the corner, and it's an exciting time of the year. We invite our community out to take part and be a part of our schools and the events both during and after school hours.
Well, finally, what are your major goals, your major plans for this coming year?
Well, we're excited about just continuing increasing our career and technical education course offerings. We've benefited over the past 5 years with a strong partnership with Valley Health, and we've been able to address a need that exists in terms of medical services. And we're looking to partner with local manufacturers. Here lately this summer, we actually met with Valley Health as well as representatives from the EDA and the manufacturing industry representatives to look at potentially replicating that partnership through Valley Health with our manufacturers to address a need in terms of enhancing the workforce. I think it's critical to recognize. I was attending an event with the governor just a week or so ago, and he referenced that about 60% of the jobs over the next 10 years will not require a 2 or 4 year college degree, but rather industry certification. So it's important that we increase awareness about the benefits of CTE and industry certification. We're certainly proud that 80% of our students go into 2 and 4 year colleges, but the reality is the jobs and demand is in industry. So we encourage parents and citizens to increase awareness, and certainly our focus is on growing our career and technical education programs.
Out of time for this week, Frederick County Superintendent David Savine, thank you so much for being on the show, and best of luck throughout the new school year.
Thank you. Have a great day, Robert.
You've been listening to Valley Feedback. We encourage your comments on today's program. Valley Feedback is a public affairs presentation of Centennial Broadcasting.